The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. In language that recalls the 23rd Psalm, Jesus describes himself as the shepherd who cares for his sheep. He is willing to die for them, and he is able to overcome death for them. I begin reading at verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father, the Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
I brought my pet Prickles. Prickles is a hedgehog. How many of you have a pet?
I have two pets.
Two pets.
I have one pet. I have a fish named Swinny.
Oh, how cute.
Even sharks.
62.
Four quail.
64 quail. That's a lot of quail.
And I also have a hamster.
A turtle. What's its name?
Joey.
Well, having pets is a real responsibility, isn't it? What do you suppose we have to do for our pets? Water it, feed it, take care of it. Yes, I even have this special container for my pet.
Why is he named Prickle?
Because
it's a hedgehog.
It's a hedgehog,
and
they're very prickly, yes. Well, you know what? Pets are exactly what Jesus was talking about this morning in the gospel. Jesus was talking about the shepherd and his sheep. Sheep have to have very special care, just like your pets do. But you know what? Jesus wasn't talking about just pets. He was talking about himself.
Hedgehogs have spikes that they can puff up.
Now, Jesus knows that protection is very important. And so in our gospel, he says, I am the good shepherd, and you, and you, and you are his sheep. That's right. Jesus is there to take care of each one of us in a very special way. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for being our shepherd. Thank you for taking care of us and even dying for us so that we may live with you forever. Amen. And now the bell players are going to play We Are Jesus' Little Lambs, or Your Little Ones, Dear Lord, Are We. So, bell players, get your bells, and the rest of you can go back to your seats.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Every year on this fourth Sunday of Easter, it also has another name. It's called the Good Shepherd Sunday. And on this Sunday then, the scripture readings, or several of the scripture readings, usually have something to do with sheep or Jesus as the Good Shepherd. And if you notice today, our gospel lesson, in our gospel lesson from John, Jesus says, "I am the Good Shepherd." And also, too, the psalm was probably one of the favorites of many people, Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." As I was reading a couple of weeks ago, I take a journal, and it's called the Lutheran, or let's see, Forum Letter. I came across a story in there, and I thought it was a very good story. It was written by William Wheaton, a pastor, and it was a good story, and it was about the sheep and the shepherd, and I thought I would share it with you this morning. And so, a story for you this morning. Once upon a time, and it was a real time, mind you, it wasn't some made-up time. Once upon a time, there was a fat old wolf. You see, this wolf had it pretty easy in life. All he had to do is come out of the cave, and at the entrance of his cave, at the door of his cave, there was a nice green pasture, and that's where the sheep would graze. It was very simple for him. He would eye the sheep, he'd pick one out, and without very much effort, he was able to bring one down and gobble it up. Had life easy, but he was a mean old wolf too. He would, some days, would go out to the door of his cave and look out and see the sheep, and he would let out a stone-splitting howl. It would make the sheep tremble, and they would be full of fear and afraid, and they would run and scatter and tumble over each other trying to get away. And the wolf would kind of chuckle to himself, "Yeah, you better be afraid, because one day I am going to eat every one of you." This big bad wolf had a name. It was a name that whenever the sheep would hear it, would cause fear in their hearts. It was a name that everyone dreaded, that every sheep dreaded. The name of the wolf was death, and death was never satisfied. This wolf was always hungry, and the more that he ate, the bigger he got. And the bigger he got, the hungrier he became. One day he was particularly hungry. He had already consumed a couple of sheep, but he wanted more. And so he went to the door of his cave and he looked out. And lo and behold, he couldn't believe his eyes. He saw the biggest, fattest, juiciest lamb he had ever seen. Right there, just a few paces from his doorstep. And this lamb was perfect. There was nothing wrong with him whatsoever, no spot or no blemish. And he let out one of his blood-curling howls. And all the sheep on the pasture just scattered, tumbling over each other, trying to get out of the way. All of the sheep, except this one. He just calmly, peacefully continued to graze outside the wolf's door. "You've got to be kidding," thought the wolf. And it didn't make him very happy. He was starting to get angry at the impertinence of this silly sheep. Doesn't even know to run when I howl. And so he bounded out there to that sheep, got right in his face, and let out another howl right in that sheep's face. And I don't know what was worse, whether it was that the noise coming out of the wolf or the smell that came from that wolf, because that smell was full of rot and decay. The sheep simply blinked and looked up at the wolf and was silent. And this made the wolf even angrier. He was being built up with rage. And he says, "Don't you know who I am?" And the sheep calmly answered, "Yes, I know who you are. You are death." In the meantime, the other sheep started to creep back. They had never heard a conversation like this. They had never seen a sheep who was not afraid of that big bad wolf. And so they started to creep a little bit closer to hear that conversation. But that wolf was getting angrier and angrier at that sheep that he couldn't intimidate that sheep. And so he told that sheep, "You know what I'm going to do to you? I am going to eat you. And it's not going to be very pleasant because I'm going to take my time about it. It will be slow and it will be painful." The sheep was silent. And then he said, "I know." At that point then, the wolf pounced upon the sheep, and his promise was true. It was slow. It was painful. It was merciless and gruesome. The other sheep turned away in horror. They could not watch what was going on. The other sheep hung their heads because they just dared to think that maybe, just for a moment, for once, that wolf would not have his way. They had never seen another sheep like this. They had never seen a sheep that was not afraid, a sheep that was willing to stand there for the wolf. The wolf finished his meal. He cleaned everything up. There was nothing left of that sheep that was outside his door. And when the wolf finished, he looked up at the rest of the sheep. And he turned to them. And instead of letting out a roar, he let out a nasty belch. And the sheep scattered. The wolf went back into his cave and found a toothpick and sat back and was content. He was satisfied. He said, "That was the best sheep that I've ever had. It was tasty. It was perfect. Nice and tender." But then he had a thought that troubled him a little bit. He says, "I'm never satisfied. This is something new for me. I am never content. Ah, but no matter." And he went off and he went to bed. That next morning, the wolf woke up and his stomach was feeling a little queasy. And he thought, "This isn't right." The first thing that the wolf normally did when he woke up in the morning was went out and found some breakfast, ate two or three sheep. But not this morning. It just didn't feel like eating. And as the day started to progress, it got a little bit worse. And he found himself with a bit of a tummy ache. And by noon, it was much more than just a tummy ache. There was actually pain involved. And it was a most unpleasant feeling for that wolf. He had never experienced pain. All the pain that he had given the sheep. And now he himself was experiencing the same thing himself. And as the day progressed, it even got worse. And it started to cause him great pain. And he was grumbling and he was howling inside of his cave. And the sheep out in the pasture didn't know what to make of this. They hadn't heard sounds like this before. Sounds of agony coming out of that cave of the wolf. And after the day was through, the wolf had worn himself out with the pain and the struggle and everything going on, and he went to bed. It was in the early hours of that next morning, in the dark hours of that next morning, the pain got so bad that the wolf woke up again and he let out another howl. And that woke up all the sheep too, and they started to creep closer to the door of his cave to hear what was going on. with that wolf inside the cave. It felt like there was something moving inside of his stomach. That something was alive inside of that stomach of the wolf. And all of a sudden, there was a gut-wrenching pain that the wolf had. It felt like his stomach was being torn apart. And it was. Something kicked a hole through his stomach and was splitting it wide open. And out walked a critter he had never seen before. He had heard of them, but he had never seen one. It was a shepherd. A shepherd came out of his stomach. The shepherd walked around the wolf and then looked the wolf in the eyes. And he started to laugh. The shepherd started to laugh. And he says, the shepherd says, "Don't you know who I am, you big bad wolf? I'm the sheep you ate 3 days ago." And the wolf knew it was him because he could recognize the voice. He had heard that voice before. He knew that it was that sheep. And the shepherd started to laugh again. And the wolf says, "You, but how?" And the shepherd says, "Well, I think you're fairly harmless right now. You see, you did eat me, but I punched a hole through your stomach. And I came out. And now you can't do any harm. You can't touch me." And the wolf knew that he was right, that he had been tricked, and that he had been made a fool. And he was filled with anger and rage and fear all at the same time and shrank back from that shepherd. The shepherd went to the door of the cave, and he looked out, and he saw the sheep out there. And he called them to come closer so that he could speak with them. And they had heard that voice before too. They trusted that voice. They had heard that voice 3 days before as he had the conversation with the wolf. They recognized it and drew near. And that shepherd told them, "The wolf is harmless now. Oh, he will still eat you. And there still may be some pain. But you will not remain that way. I promise. I will lead you out again. I kicked a hole through his stomach, a big gaping hole, and I will lead you right out again, and he will never touch you again. You shall never perish." Once upon a time, about 2,000 years ago, Jesus stood in front of his followers, and he said, "I am the good shepherd. Those who believe in me will live and will never perish." Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.